This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNee. U.S. Democrats' historic boundary breakers joined forces Wednesday night at the party's national convention, pleading for Joe Biden's diverse coalition to put voting ahead of everything else this fall to save the nation from what they call the chaotic leadership of U.S. President Donald Trump. The overriding message is, don't just complain about President Trump, vote because your lives and democracy itself may be at stake. Hillary Clinton, the first woman nominated for president by a major party, spoke ahead of Barack Obama, the nation's first black president, and Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate and the first black woman on a major party ticket. Democratic convention takeaways are to make history and to pound Trump. Throughout the night, the Trump campaign responded to Democratic statements and by the Democrats in one message responding to former President Barack Obama's support for Joe Biden. Trump staffers said 4 years ago, Obama advised Biden not to run for president. The campaign then criticized Obama's own policy, saying that Trump has succeeded in many areas where Obama failed. They cite some of Obama's trade deals as examples, more specifically the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Trump says would have decimated even more jobs and continued Joe Biden's decades-long record as a U.S. senator of helping foreign countries at the expense of working-class Americans. Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. More than 784,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. It's about 173,000 in the United States. There are more than 22 million confirmed infections globally, with the U.S. making up more than 5.5 million, Brazil more than 3.4 million, and India more than 2.7 million. This is VOA News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo responded Wednesday to an Associated Press report that his state's coronavirus death toll in nursing homes could be significant undercounts, saying it makes sense to include only those residents who died on the home's property. Unlike the federal government and every other state with major outbreaks, only New York explicitly says that it counts just residents who died on nursing home property and not those who were transported to hospitals and died there. If you do die in the nursing home, it's a nursing home death. If you die in the hospital, it's called a hospital death, the Democratic governor said during an interview. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday touted the use of convalescent plasma as a treatment for COVID-19 and suggested a reported decision by regulators to put on hold an emergency authorization for its use could be politically motivated. An emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for the use of blood plasma as a coronavirus treatment has been put on hold over concerns the data backing it was too weak. That's according to the New York Times Wednesday. Mr. Trump said that it could be a political decision. He says, you have a lot of people over there that don't want to rush things because they want to do it after November 3rd. That's referring to the presidential election. People who survive an infectious disease like COVID-19 are left with blood plasma containing antibodies the body's immune system created to fight off a virus. This can be transfused into newly infected patients to try to aid recovery. The United States will demand Thursday that all United Nations sanctions be reimposed against Iran. President Trump announced it on Wednesday. It's a move that follows America's embarrassing failure to extend an arms embargo against Tehran. The administration's insistence on snapping back international sanctions against Iran sets the stage for a contentious dispute. It's possible the U.S. will call, and it will be ignored by the other U.N. members, an outcome that could call into question the U.N. Security Council's ability to enforce its own legally binding decisions. The head of the European Commission said Wednesday the European Union will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who are involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for the Belarus government will be rerouted and instead used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of Belarus's elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.